Children used to say, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are." We sometimes look at things from a perspective that is childish, because we know the sun, which is the closest star to us, is a powerful thing. It doesn't twinkle, it explodes, it radiates, it combusts. It has all kinds of fusion and fission going on within it. It is a powerful thing. Sometimes we look at religion in a childish way. We draw God with a little beard and put him on a little throne. We go to church and pray and try to imagine God. The ancient theological writers used to say, whatever you think God is, you are wrong. Because he is so powerful and so tremendous that we cannot imagine him. The closest way to knowing God is to love him. Because I think that's also the closest way to knowing each other. Love is a profound way of understanding that is sometimes undervalued. So when we go to church, we often think of it in childish terms. When we profess something so profound that what the Hubble telescope has not seen, what is going on in the micro universe, in subatomic particle displacement, in things we haven't seen yet, we proclaim that that power that we call God is personal, is loving, is concerned, has the authority and power to help us if we desire. In today's gospel, Jesus says to the Father, whose son is sick, if you desire, all things are possible to him who believes. But belief is not a simple and a childish thing. It works within our humanity. It progresses. It is a process. It is something that is more profound than we think. So as we approach God in prayer, let's shake ourselves a little. Let's look at physics, at chemistry, at biology, at all the sciences, at psychology, anthropology, everything, and say to ourselves, this is but a small fraction of how wonderful and powerful God really is. This is the God we pray to. And in this awesomeness, we should stand silent sometimes and listen. What is God trying to say to me? Slava Isusu Christu.